With the resurgent Taliban entering Kabul and assuming control of the Afghan capital, there is major concern. The return of the fundamentalists has fueled fears once again that the Taliban's past threatens the country's future. Banning television, music, and cinema, forbidding men from trimming their beards, and forcing women to wear head-to-toe burqas are visions of a troubling future and a flashback to the bad times. For many Afghan nationals in India, the news is extremely worrying and disturbing. These people who flew to India over the years are extremely worried following unprovoked attacks on civilians and the execution of captured soldiers. Thousands of anxious refugees in India continue to live in fear and uncertainty. There are over 11,000 officially registered Afghan refugees in the country and many more who are not yet registered, which makes their actual number much higher. According to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, there are approximately 40,000 refugees and asylum seekers registered in India. Afghans are the second largest community, comprising 27% of the group. In a congested lane outside one of Delhi's famous malls, the popular smells of Afghani cuisine provides a welcome respite from the noisy muddle in the area. Babar Khan, 28, runs a restaurant in the basement of the building, and in the ongoing pandemic, customers are few. He does not mind the few clients, as he's been occupied with events at home. Babar tunes into the news regularly to get the latest updates on how the Taliban has been aggressively advancing in more remote areas in Afghanistan. Having lived in Delhi for several years, he speaks Hindi haltingly.
The city is now in the hands of the Taliban. Apart from that, huge parts of the country are now under Taliban control. They've removed the government from Afghanistan.
A sizable Afghan refugee population lives in pockets of different localities in the capital and run restaurants, bakeries, and confectionery shops, often referred to as Little Kabul. Hundreds of Afghan families have made Khidki Extension their home over the last few years, having fled Afghanistan. The latest news of the violence has left them anxious for their relatives back home. Sikandar Naseem arrived in the capital 3 years back and was hoping to bring his parents also, but knows that it's not possible in the current circumstances. He speaks Dari, the local language.
It's scary when we hear such news. I think of my parents who are still living there in the Panjshir Valley in the northeast. Though they are safe for the moment, I don't want to watch history repeating itself.
Although predominantly a Muslim country, Afghanistan has been long home to non-Muslim minorities such as Sikhs and Hindus, who played significant roles in the socio-economic and cultural life of the country. The Rohingya and Afghan refugees constitute of the largest refugee group in India, followed by a smaller number from the Middle East and Africa, mostly residing in urban areas. Others who fled the country a while ago said they did not expect any stability in Afghanistan. Whatever little work the refugees get are in restaurants and pharmacies, involves working 12 hours a day. Despite this, they end up earning only around 70 euros a month. ...25-year-old Abdul Majid, another refugee who left Afghanistan while pursuing a career in tourism, is worried for the safety of his family. Sitting in a cramped room with his friend Shoaib Abdullah, their days have largely been spent on keeping track of developments at home. and working the phones.
Yeah, it's a little bit worrying because the situation is not good in Afghanistan. It's going worse every day. Taliban is capturing a lot of peoples, killing them. It's a worrying situation. Don't want to see the bad situation there.
Shoaib, who is 27, arrived in India recently after his village in Mazar-e-Sharif in the north was captured a month ago. Driven out of his home when he was a teenager, he came to Delhi with his uncle, while the rest of his relatives stayed back.
Life in India is very tough because we don't have any work here. I'm not working here because I don't have any visa. Just I have UNHCR card, that's it. My uncles, auntie, all they are living in Afghanistan. Every day I'm talking with them. They are saying just Afghanistan situation is not good. Every day it's getting worse, living there.
The generation of Afghans has witnessed only conflict for the past 20 years, thanks to various forms of violence, from actual war to the ferocity of minefields and the destruction of livelihoods, which has pushed them to exile. They have heard reports from captured districts of Taliban imposing harsh restrictions on women, even setting fire to schools, a flashback to the bad times. A record number of civilians have been killed as a result of the conflict in the last 6 months, and the UN blames most of the 1,600 civilian deaths that have been reported on the Taliban and other anti-government elements. For most of the Afghan refugees here, their only prayer now is to ensure their relatives are safe. Since May, nearly 250,000 people have been forced from their homes, according to UN agencies. Babar Khan proclaims this loudly.
Yes, yes, yes. Everyone here is worried for the country. All of us has someone or another there. A mother, a sister, a brother, the extended family is there.
The Afghan refugees are navigating the present times with caution and care and are relying on each other for support and guidance. Murali Krishnan, RFI, New Delhi.